in Truro, Massachusetts on September 2, 1987. Bob Brown, the interviewer. Concentrate on recollections you have of life in on Cape Cod, Fifty Provincetown, Truro, but as the child of two artists. And so we won't don't simply limit yourself to Cape Cod. What about your parents? What can you say of them as you knew them and as artists? And when you, particularly when you were very young, had they been, as I recall, both?
Well, I remember mostly that they were not around much during the day. They'd go off and paint, and they had their studios, and they would work. And we were taken care of by a governess, so they didn't have to bother about us at all, which was great for them, and they just had a good time painting all day. And every once in a while, we'd have a special treat of being allowed into the studio to see what they were doing. And that was always exciting. And my father especially was very enthusiastic about anything artistic that I might want to do. And so we grew up with this kind of...
Your father had come from Florida, right?
Yes.
Had he come north to study art?
He went to Yale, though, and graduated from Yale in 1906. And then he got a sort of menial job in New York for a while.
But he graduated from the art school at Yale?
Well, he graduated with a degree of naval architecture, whatever that is.
So he graduated from Yale College?
Yes. So I don't think he ever used it, but anyway.
Had his family anything to do with the sea?
No.
From Jacksonville?
No, nothing. No, they were all business people. Businessmen, bankers, lawyers, all that sort of thing, which bored him to death, and the only thing he wanted to do was paint. So he went to the Art Students League at night, worked during the day, and went to elegant parties in the evening, too, because he was socially quite proper, and met my mother there at one of the parties. And she went off to Europe on a trip. And at that point, he decided he was going to study in Europe, too. So he went over with Evan Given and Waldo Frank. We're on the same trip. They were all going to study together. So he had a high old time in Paris for 2 or 3 years, I guess it was. And then he met my mother again over there. And they both fell in love and decided to get married. Though her family were totally, completely, utterly mystified by why she wanted to marry such a thing as an artist. They didn't understand it at all, you know. But she was determined, and what Lucy wanted, Lucy got.
She's the only daughter?
Was the only daughter in a family of three boys. So she was spoiled to death from the minute she was born, you know. Always had her way. So they were married, and started painting happily, and came back here because Mother had remembered how beautiful Provincetown was from the time that she'd gone to school with Hawthorne, in Hawthorne's class.
Well, she'd come down as a very young woman.
Yes, as a young woman. And she absolutely fell in love with the place.
What was it that particularly appealed to her, do you think?
Well, just because it was a painterly place, because there was a lot going on, and she just thought it was beautiful. She really liked it, and it was so free too. You could do anything, you know. And you could do it even more in those days, I guess.
At least it was a great contrast from her proper life.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that was it. And also, the Zoraks were here.
Yeah.
And they had made friends with them, I think, in Europe. So, of course, they had to come up here and see what was going on, and they got immediately embroiled in all that stuff, theater stuff.
Uh-huh. That's right. That was the time of the...
Yeah.
Beginning of the, what became Provincetown Players.
Provincetown Players. Well, they'd already been established quite a while before that.